listening to the She Means Profit podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, business strategist, author of Cash Confident, and a Forbes.com contributor. She Means Profit is a podcast dedicated to helping startup, brick and mortar, and product-based business owners just like you become a master in your business without confusion so that you can increase your profit and make more money. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I'm sharing with you real and actionable advice that will give you the tools for business success. Let's make some major money moves together. Welcome to episode 159 of She Means Profit, the podcast that speaks to business owners about how to build wealth for yourself through your business. Today, we are talking about sales and sales conversions. One of the most common issues that business owners come to me with is they think that they have a money problem. And it's true, they do have a money problem. But after digging into the numbers, using my critical eye, it becomes very clear to me quite quickly that the root of the issue lies not with the expenses, but rather with the sales. What's happening is you're not selling enough. It can be a frustrating realization for clients, but it is an essential step in the path towards sustainable growth and profitability. So when you target your sales problem head on and implement targeted solutions, your business can launch towards a brighter financial future with confidence. As a trusted advisor, it is absolutely my privilege to help my clients navigate these challenges to achieve success. And I'm going to tell you a story about a client that I'm going to call her Betty. Betty came to me and she's like, I know I've got money problems. Like, I just don't have enough money to meet my financial obligations at the end of each month. And I'm borrowing from my mom and my relatives and my friends and my spouse. And I just can't seem to get it together. So the first thing we do is we check under the hood. What's going on in the business? Numbers don't lie. And your numbers are telling you a story. So that is the first place I'm going to look anytime I'm working with my clients. Let's check under the hood, see what's going on with your numbers. And quite often, what's happening is I'm looking at the expenses and I'm like, these are lean expenses. You cannot go any leaner. You cannot cut any more costs. Yet you're not making a profit. So often people are like, I don't know what to do. Well, what you need to do is start looking at your sales. Now, there's three profit drivers in a business. And I go over that with so much of my free content. If you haven't taken the Path to Profitability Masterclass, I highly recommend you do so or download the Unlock Your Pricing Strategies because that is really good. It's a private podcast series and it's really good information. But the three profit drivers in your business are pricing, sales volume, and expenses. So that's the first thing we do. We look at your pricing. Are you pricing profitably? We're going to look at your expenses. Are they lean? Okay, these two things are in check. We need to start looking at your sales volume. If you have a profit problem and you're pricing well and you can't make your expenses any leaner, the only thing you're left to do, the only choice you have is to increase that sales volume. You need to know how many units of whatever you're selling, whether it's your professional services or products, but you need to know how much you need to sell each month in order to not just break even, but to get those profit margins that you desire in your business. So Betty had this problem as well. And we figured out, okay, what is your break-even point and how much do you need to sell to ensure that you are meeting your profit margins that you desire? This is usually what I do in my Done For You in a Day service, the VIP service that I offer. And we're going to get into how you track sales conversions to increase profit in your business. Okay, if you want to do this yourself, you need to know how to do it. So business owners know that making sales is one of the most important aspects of running a successful business. But it's not just about making sales. You need to track the effort that you put into making sales. So that means you need to know your marketing KPIs and you need to know your sales conversion. This is really important to understand the return on your investment for any marketing and sales efforts that you're putting into your business. And when you get that feedback and you see your KPIs, you know where to focus your marketing and sales efforts to boost your sales. Because if your landing pages aren't converting or your sales offers aren't converting, you need to know where the bottleneck is so that you can fix that and get things flowing. It's like having a clog in your drain. You have to clear that clog to get that everything going the way that they should. So when you look at your marketing and sales KPIs, you gain valuable insights into what's working and what needs to be improved. And monitoring your sales conversions is no exception. It's more than simply putting your marketing efforts out and hoping for the best, because if my clients are looking at their marketing efforts or investing in marketing, because a lot of you aren't. So if you are, you have to know how it's converting. Otherwise, you're just throwing money out the door. If you hire somebody to do your marketing for you, and this is what I say about all professionals, this is not just about marketers. This is why I teach what I teach. Because as the business owner, as the CEO of your business, you need to know what your expectations are so that you understand if the people that you've hired and outsourced to help you with this are meeting expectations. So if you know what you should be converting at for landing pages and marketing efforts and sales conversions, then you know if they're doing their job well or not, right? Because there's like anything else, there's a lot of good accountants in this world and a lot of bad ones. A lot of good marketers in this world and a lot of bad ones. So knowing what the results should be is key in making sure that you're hiring people who are truly helping your business move forward. So you need to take a strategic approach to tracking your data. When you interpret that data, you will make informed decisions and create campaigns that truly resonate with your clients. When you start looking at that marketing data and you see what's working and what doesn't work, you notice a pattern with your customers and clients, right? You get to know them better and you get to understand what their likes are and what their dislikes are. So we're going to explore a few reasons why tracking sales conversions is so important and how it helps you increase the profit in your business. So the first one I want to cover is understanding your return on investment. When you calculate your return on investment, it is essential knowledge. You want to know if what you're putting into effort is reaping any rewards. And by that, it means financial gains. By tracking your sales conversions, you get a clear picture of what you're investing in, if it's working or not. So you need to know how much it costs to get each lead that comes through your doors. Are you marketing organically? Does that suffice? Because quite often, organic marketing is not getting you as far as you need to go. Sadly, we are becoming more dependent on paid advertising. It's unfortunate, but true. And if you do need to start running Facebook ads or what have you, any Google ads, LinkedIn ads, whatever there are out there, you need to know how to track the performance because you want to know if you're spending too much on leads and that's draining your profit or if you're spending too much on conversions. So by tracking this, you get a clear idea of what you need. So you can identify which marketing and sales channels deliver the most return. So then you can then target those channels with even more efforts to attract leads. So let's say your clients are in LinkedIn, but you didn't really know that yet, right? So you start Facebook ads and you start LinkedIn ads. When you're tracking the results of these ads and understanding how to interpret the data, you'll quickly see that your LinkedIn is performing way better than Facebook. So then you can cancel Facebook and just take that budget and focus on LinkedIn where you're getting the results, right? So then your cost per lead decreases because you're getting far more leads from the place where your clients are. Another thing you need to do is you need to improve your sales process. So a high conversion rate means that you have a really good sales process and that you're generating leads and closing as efficiently as possible. So if you know what marketing and sales channels are driving your sales, like the example I use with LinkedIn, you can take steps to improve those areas and convert even more leads into customers, right? So if you know where your clients are and you're doing well in your ads, you can always optimize ads to increase the amount of leads that you have coming into your business, because I think we all know what a sales funnel looks like. And you're not going to get high conversion rates if you don't have enough leads going into the sales funnel. Quite often, and this was no different for Betty, is that she was using organic means to get people into her funnel, and it just doesn't cut it. You need to get a high volume of leads to get people to convert into sales. So one of the things that I talk about a lot is that when you are in your business and you're noticing that your profits are drying up, you've got to invest in that marketing and advertising to get those fresh new leads coming in. So use your conversion data tracking to help you understand what's going well and what needs to be improved. And then you will notice once you start using this data, you will be increasing your business profits as well. Another tip is know what your customer needs. Understanding your customer, their needs and their behavior means that you can provide more effective solutions to meet their needs. Sales conversion data can provide insight. It really can. So it's like when you're not using your data, you're essentially leaving money on the table. This data provides insights into what your customers prefer of your offers, and it helps you develop more customer-centric strategies and increase your sales and business profit because you're giving the customer what they want. So knowing what your customers want and need is really important to know that you're serving them. And then if you target specific customers, right, tracking sales conversions is good, but it also provides a chance to zero in and target specific customers interested in purchasing from your business. When you gather that data on who's buying what, you can tailor your marketing messages and offers to align with their interests and needs, increasing the likelihood of making a sale. So that kind of ties into the third point where it's like knowing your customers. But when you know your customers, you can get more specific and get targeting more specifically. And then the final tip I'm going to leave for you is identify potential for improvement. Okay? Data is always about identifying potential for improvement. A lot of people don't like looking at their numbers because it's emotional. They feel like if they look at their numbers and they're not meeting their targets and their quotas, they're failing. But that's not it. It's not failure. What it is giving you an opportunity to improve because we are not born experts. To become an expert, you have to put time and energy into learning what's going on. And that's no different than learning about what's going on with your clients and your market and your customers and such, right? So tracking sales conversions allows you to identify potential for improvement. That's all. You want more money? Track your sales conversions. Make those improvements. If your conversion rates are low, it can help you knowing that they're low so that you can determine why that's happening and what you need to do to increase your conversion rates. Your sales process, maybe it needs some optimization. Maybe it's your marketing strategy that needs to be updated. Knowing your conversion rates can help to highlight areas that need attention. And you also need to realize that because a marketing strategy worked last year and you keep it running, it doesn't mean it's going to continue over time. You constantly have to look at the data to know that that strategy is working or not, right? So if your numbers are starting to decrease, you know that you need to put a fresh marketing campaign out there. I mean, think about it. Think about the big brands like, I don't know, Coke and Pepsi and stuff. They have different advertising campaigns going on regularly because they know people get used to the ads and they become more immune to it and they're not as fresh and people don't pay attention. Like we learn to tune out because we're bombarded with advertisements continuously throughout the day. So you need to get fresh things out there, fresh content, fresh ads, fresh whatever to get the attention of your clients and customers. And the bottom line is that tracking your sales conversions is an essential step towards driving your business profit and ensuring that your business profit continues to grow and thrive, not just your profit, but your sales, your whole business. Ideally, you want your whole business to grow and thrive, and you can make informed decisions that will benefit your business long-term by monitoring your sales conversions. Tracking sales conversions is one of the critical steps. So if you fear looking at your numbers, which most of my clients do, I'm here to support, and there's different ways you can work with me. You can either register for the new course that I've put out, or you can work with me on a done-for-you-in-a-day service where we are just diving into your numbers and looking at everything together and doing that. So you have to apply to work with me one-on-one. So if you're interested in that, you can grab a link to the application form and somebody from my team will respond to you within a couple of days, or sign up for the course, which we'll leave the link for that as well. Either way, avoiding your numbers is going to harm your business. And it's not as hard as it seems when you've got somebody showing you exactly what you need to look at and say, okay, this is the data you need to track. These are the numbers that they should be coming in at. If they're not coming in at these numbers, this is what you need to start changing and focusing on. I hope this has helped you today. Don't be afraid of sales. Sales is your friend because sales is the top funnel of your business, right? This is the revenue that's coming in. And a reminder that profit equals revenue less expenses. So if your revenue isn't high enough, your profit won't be high either. So take that time, invest in understanding your revenue numbers, and go get those sales. Thank you for listening to the She Means Profit podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, I invite you to hit subscribe and leave an honest review. The more reviews we can get, the more business owners we can help.